Hello. Just check it out. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Still first billing. I thought.
What?
I thought, well, I was first billing first season.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I mean, let's be honest. Ian is really good.
Oh, no,
and I just
come
thought,
on.
I thought maybe I would have got bumped a second.
Oh, I see. But it stayed the same.
It's still first. No,
yeah,
I know.
You're
I pointed
first.
It out to Ian, too.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
By the way, this is the voice I'm going
to
do for this. By the way, this is my new voice. Are you ready? Hey. Hey, this is Tim.
Oh, God.
My friends call me Timothy. And this is my new voice.
It feels
strong and powerful.
And
people,
manly.
And I'm sticking with it.
I like it.
And sitting next to me
is Anna Gunn.
Oh.
Oh, that's not me, by the way, so. Ah, the horse.
Well, that kind of put a damper on
I
things.
I know, I'm sorry, but there's that horse.
Oh, yeah,
you
child killer.
See? Ooh.
By the way, that's eyes. The episode we're about to do. Right. Is the kid dead already?
Oh, for gosh sakes. Yes.
He died in 10?
Yes.
Okay, so we're doing the one after. You said this one was... Who directed this one?
This is Mr. Greg Feinberg, isn't it?
Oh, I have nice things to say about Greg Feinberg.
No.
You want me... Should I go ahead and start with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, do it.
There
See,
it is.
There
directed
is,
by
Mr.
Greg Feinberg. Greg is also... A producer on the show.
He is. He is our executive producer.
And then he went on to then direct some of these episodes. This is one of the episodes he directed. And I just have to say, in all sincerity, he is a fantastic producer.
Oh, yes.
This is actually the second episode he directed. Oh, that's not right.
Oh, that's just unpleasant.
Oh, I got to turn away.
I know.
This is not for the kids.
This is not for the kids. Please, kids, if
and
you have
this
kids
is the
in the room.
Second episode that Greg directed, I believe.
It is.
Didn't he direct one earlier?
Yes, he directed four.
And do you know why I remember that?
Why?
Because by the time we got to this episode, I remember thinking to myself, he, in such a short time, has gotten to be such a better producer.
He's going to stay on this? This is going to recur throughout the episode, ladies and gentlemen. No, that's just... That image to start the episode, that's quite an image.
Put another shrimp on the barbie. It's like that, but different.
There's going to be no seriousness
Sorry, Bullock.
In this episode.
That's
Sorry,
the plan.
Bullock.
Look at that hair. Look how long his hair got. Look how long both of our hairs got.
Hairs?
Yes. You don't have to speak English in this. Okay?
Look at the hairs.
Yeah, you don't have to speak English. I was telling Ian this earlier. You can listen to our commentary.
Right now. Yeah, it's quite a bit short.
Yeah, I talked to it. I'm just going to repeat things. You know, Ian and I did an episode commentary on a previous episode.
Uh-huh. Which
you
one
abide
you
me beside you.
Episode 1.
20 paces or so.
Episode 201, we like to call it. Season
yes.
2, 201.
201, yes.
You already did one with Molly.
Miss Molly, yes.
How'd that go?
It went brilliantly. We just chatted and talked a lot about women and
really?
Her role in the whole
Even
thing.
Under the circumstances.
You know.
Nobody left a mark.
He may try you to confirm we're
No, there, no. No, I know you boys like to think that. You boys like to have that little fantasy, but
that's the way I like to.
I know.
It makes me feel good.
I know it does make you feel good. People were hoping for some mud wrestling. I think at some point
that would have been good.
Right?
Would
yeah.
that have come off? That would have been hard to translate.
Really, mud wrestling?
Well, without video.
No, not during the commentary. I mean,
oh, on the show.
Show mud wrestling.
God, we could do that. Right. There's a lot of mud.
There's a lot of mud, and I'm sure we'd both be good wrestlers. So,
well, we have something to look forward to.
Let's mention that, David.
Thank you.
Spent so much time with the dead kid this year. Maybe next year we could just mud wrestle.
Oh dear. There's Pruitt. And there's Jane being the best. Like, wouldn't you love to have her as a nurse? She was
great.
Tough.
You know, she gave even. I thought her work. I'm being sincere for 2 seconds.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I thought she was even better this season than last season. So my point being is,
she was fantastic last season, and she's even more. Fantastic.
And she's even more fantastic this season.
Yeah. Get the doc and tell him he's got a live one. Tell him to his rupture patient left here to convalesce at his own fucking place. You give him a shoulder to lean on as he was getting.
I'm looking at. I have information from.
Well, I don't. He's looking at some papers here.
He's trying to figure out who. I don't know who any of these people are. I mean, no, I do, but
the cast members, you mean, or the credits that you're reading right now?
No, I'm looking to.
Oh, now please, this is upsetting.
What are we doing now? Oh, here you are. Look at that. You're like, Ian and I were talking about this earlier. The fact that you're like 6'3".
Oh, you like to think that, but I'm actually, ladies and gentlemen, in reality, I'm 5'10". And that is the truth.
Really?
Anyone can measure me anytime they'd like.
Wow, that's quite an invitation. Do you have is there an address? Where do we do that? It's fantastic.
But,
stand up, woman. Somebody get me a ruler.
Should we? How tall are you, Tim?
Wow. That's 6'1". I'm like 4 or 5 inches shorter than Ian.
You just have incredible lifts.
I'm constantly, we talked lifts and then that fuck apple box every scene.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Half apple, sometimes a full apple if you're feeling.
It just depends on, you know, on what makes Ian comfortable.
Yes.
You're just combing the dead kid's hair.
Well, you know, it's the ritual of. Uh-oh.
It's tragic.
There's my stuff. I don't know what you think about that.
There's my stuff.
There's my stuff. It's my gear.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're thinking there? What are you thinking, like?
When's lunch?
Cocksucker! Yes, sir.
Here's a.
I hope there's rice and chicken.
Rice and chicken.
Oh,
there you go.
I thought this was going to be serious now.
But honestly, Anna, talk to us about joining the show.
No.
Let's just pretend we're on a talk show.
Okay.
And you can be the guest.
Well.
So season one, you weren't on the show. So you're new to the show.
Yes, I was, yes.
Tell us about your experience.
Well, it was just exciting and thrilling. And scary.
Scary.
And as I think I've mentioned before, I also had broken my sacrum 2 weeks before we began shooting, being thrown from a horse. So I was also in a fair amount of pain. So that really added to the whole mix. And it was pretty interesting.
A broken sacrum.
Mm-hmm. Fractured.
Now, are you making that up?
I'm really not. I swear to God.
Not the part about breaking it. I mean the part about there being something called a sacrum. I mean, let's not get all religious.
It's my sacred sacrum. And it is. It was fractured.
It's like an ass bone or something?
It's no, the coccyx is.
I'm sorry. Let's leave that language for the show. You don't need it. People have it on
Would
the
you
show.
Like me
they
to
don't
say
need it,
slowly?
It on the they don't need it on the commentary.
Coccyx. That's
this
a little
fantastic.
Lower down and that would be known really, I think more known as your ass bone or your tail bone, known as your ass bone.
I feel awful that I had forgotten that you had this injury because we had just, Ian and I, just minutes before you arrived, we finished up doing commentary for episode one.
Uh-huh, 201.
201,
yeah.
As we like to call it.
Yeah.
And there we were, you and I, walking at the end of the show, and I felt like that was the first day we'd worked together. Was that our first scene where we walked? Fuck off.
Yes. The first scene was where I got off the stagecoach, was the actual first scene.
Oh, that's the first day we met.
That's the first day we met. And I believe your first comment to me was,
how come, what'd I say?
You're tall.
You're tall. That's what I was telling Ian. I tried to tell you very politely. I was like, listen, I wasn't in the casting process. I wasn't involved in the process.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I'll tell you
right
now, this would have been like,
you would have given me the. You would have put the kibosh on that.
Yeah,
right?
I would have given everyone the look. I would have been like, just shake it off. Right when you walked in, I just would shake it off.
Because it's not. You don't feel good about it.
You know
that.
How a pitcher having looks the at the catcher, and the catcher gives a signal, and the pitcher's like, no.
Yeah. And then you give another little. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that the moment you walked in.
Mm-hmm. You're a little. So in other words, you're a little threatened.
And you know what? Let me say sincerely. Thank God I wasn't involved in the process.
Because
you're wonderful.
long-term threat.
Tim Hoffman, you're wonderful. And I knew the minute we... Actually, I did know the minute we...
We can't keep talking like this.
Oh,
people...
Well, it's not over.
Viewers will have to go get a bucket.
But I knew it was good the minute we...
These two are making me sick.
We met, and as soon as we bantered, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. The banter was good.
Banter was good.
When you know the banter's good.
When you know the banter's good, then you know that loving's going to be. Where are you going with this? You know I'm married.
No, that's not.
You realize that, right? I mean, if
that's not
we're about to start season 3, and if I haven't told you this already. That's,
you are? Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
That's crazy. So all we thought we did was. Not right.
That was so not right.
I would have. Speaking of
rethinking. I was merely talking about bantering.
Thinking of regrets.
You know, we're talking a lot, and it's great, but we're not really talking about the show at all.
By the way, we don't have to. That's the beauty of this.
We could just chat about.
That is a common. That is a common. I want to say misnomer, but I don't think that's the word.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Not really.
What's the word I want to say? That's a common. It's not even mistake. There's a better word.
Miscalculation.
What's a fallacy? What's
hey,
that?
Hey, come on with fallacy. I don't want that kind of word going on either.
but my point is, the people that come, the cast members, and I think we have like 17 cast members doing commentaries.
Really?
This year, yes.
Is Bree doing one?
They've actually gotten actors from other shows. To do commentary.
These pigeonholes to be collected by the guest at their leisure.
I'm not permitted.
It's crazy.
A man must put bread on his table, Mr. Blazenoff. I well understand.
Megan Mullally.
It's amazing.
To do, yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. The episode 8, the whole cast of Lost. It's crazy.
That would be good if you had other casts join, you know, the commentary kind of thing. You go and comment on theirs as well.
That's a good idea.
You could have a little exchange.
By the way,
program.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Producers are listening to this right now, and they're like, you talk about selling some DVDs.
Yeah.
They'd be like, name a show, and I'll just go talk about it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, God, that's fascinating. So they got the guy. Come on.
What would
and this is going very well, but like Ian and I could go do commentary. We could make a living doing this.
I think you could because I heard your one last year was a
well. What we do and we're doing it to you and I are doing it very well.
You right? Notice the banter.
We're
right?
doing we're doing it very well.
Yeah.
What we do is we say people, fans, call them just whatever you want to call them, the people that get the DVD and want to listen to the commentary.
Yes.
Because watching the show is not enough.
Right. Right.
We say here's our pledge to you. Nothing.
Now you have a pledge. Nothing.
Nothing.
Fantastic.
That is our pledge. Our pledge is, you want information?
You're not
we
gonna get it.
Don't have it.
Yeah.
See that?
I like that policy.
And they'll listen to it for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Someone right now
yeah.
has gotten to like 13 minutes.
Yeah. And they've learned absolutely not a single thing about the way the show is shot
right.
or how we do things or
exactly.
any of our kind of technique.
And they're still with us.
They're still maybe.
And then
maybe
we even just
are.
Said, by the way, if you haven't clued in yet, we're not going to tell you anything.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're still here. They're listening to that part.
They could be.
What will it take to turn it off?
Let's try and drive them there.
Let's talk about other shows. Okay. Let's pretend we're talking about another show. Let's pitch that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about what? Will and Grace or something?
By the way, I love that show.
I know. It's hysterical.
Megan?
Mullally.
Hilarious.
So funny.
I mean, they're all hilarious. But Megan, her husband was on our show. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Who's her husband?
Thank you.
He was the guy. Did you see the first season?
I saw it several times, Mr. T.O., and I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, do you remember? Do you remember the thing when the guys came back and they were like road agents?
Yeah.
And they came back into town.
And they were the ones who had killed the family?
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, remember the one that was like off branding that bitch, as he said? He's like, I'm branding that. That bitch is branded. I think I'm quoting now. Shakespearean, it is. People say, I branded that bitch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's Shakespearean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about Milch and his writing.
The minister's here to discuss the servants.
Hello. Reverend.
Mrs. Bullock, my deep sympathies, which I conveyed to your husband last evening.
Thank you. You wish to discuss William's service?
I suggested to Mr. Bullock that we hold service in front of the house.
That would be fine.
As to the substance of the service, do you wish psalms, a reading, my words, hymns, chosen speakers in memoriam, a second reading?
Let the service be brief.
Yes.
Certainly.
This was, can we just say, for, in all seriousness, that this was... This
don't
was
break it. The pledge.
Okay, let's just not. We won't talk about it at all. Reading?
Did he?
He was fantastic.
Zach?
Yeah. Zach is fantastic.
How about Josh as the dead kid? Doing a great job.
Will there then be a passing by?
He was good in the other episodes, too.
He was good in the
He was good, but especially
really
believable in this particular
very,
episode.
Very, very fine work. You know, he was allergic to wool. He didn't like wool, and he had to have a wool blanket on him. I just want that to be known.
I feel so sad that I didn't ever know
Did
that.
Did you not know that?
No.
See?
No, but I had a great time with Josh. He and I, we had a fun little rapport.
You did have a rapport. You had quite a rapport.
Right?
You did.
Remember, I kept trying to give him bullshit acting tips.
I don't remember that. What kind
you don't
of
remember
acting
the,
tips would you
give him? This one, the one that I do. I'm Tim, and I'm Seth.
Yes, I do remember
that. Remember that? And there's a hand gesture that goes with it that the people...
How would you describe it? It's a little bit of
It's almost
a
like a fan,
thing.
And then it's almost like pulling on a string to turn on a light bulb.
Exactly.
Right in front of the
you
face.
You know what it has about it? It has David Copperfield about it.
Ooh, it's very David Copperfield.
It's very David Copperfield.
Very, by the
you
way.
Know, like when he would say, it's all an illusion.
Yes, and that's the technique I was trying to teach Josh.
Yes.
And look how far it got him.
Yeah, it got him dead.
Killed by episode 10.
Yeah, dead as a drum.
Stephen Tobolowsky, he happens to
brilliant.
Be a brilliant actor.
I remember Josh looking at you when you were giving him the tips and looking at you in a way that had that quizzical kind of, you know, is he insane kind of look. And I liked that. I liked it because he didn't know really what you were talking about.
He was savvy.
But he
was a savvy Hollywood kid.
He was a savvy Hollywood kid. He was very. He's smart. Very smart.
He is brilliant. He. Well, as we both know, he actually he wrote a script.
He did. I show that courtesy to people. And he's how old?
He says he's 11, but Ian said he's like in his 30s.
You are not blinded by parochial rivalry as to what the greater good requires.
He had to shave every 15 minutes.
The time that fucker spent in the makeup trailer. You just being a twitch. Shaving his goddamn beard.
They really...
So he can play the cute doughoid. Whatever.
Doughboid?
I don't know. I was going to say cow eyed. And then I was going to say doe eyed. And it ended up just being doughboy.
Doughboy.
People know what I'm saying.
Oh,
but he was always in the makeup trailer. It's fucking crazy.
He had a good dermatologist, though, didn't he?
Very good dermatologist.
Right?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the fact that HBO had to hire the dermatologist for him he just had so many demands, the kid.
He did. He really did.
And he came with such
no
an entourage.
Blankets, yeah. You know. As always.
And should you he wouldn't share a golf cart.
That's a little inside. Come on. Talk about the golf carts. Nobody knows what you're talking about. Tell the people about the golf carts.
About how we drive they have golf carts all around the set?
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to say about them.
Well, because the set is a very large, it's a very, you know, large place. And it's
it
really
is.
Spread out like a little town. And so to get to maybe our trailers, to get from our trailers to, say, the other end of town, if you're shooting up there, requires
the Shizami,
which is where I'm shooting a lot this year.
Don't give things away.
What
I started talking about
is,
that I finally got, Bullock finally got to the Shizami in season 3 and it's fucking full of school kids.
I know. I know.
How sad is that?
Yeah, but you're giving too much away now.
That's what I was warning you not to do that.
Okay, all right.
Not to
we'll
do that.
We'll stop that now. I love that she just yelled hot, hot.
Just trying to get some action. Not getting any at home.
Wait a little.
No, we're going to have...
We're going to have some...
We're going to have some... There's going to be some...
Something.
I'm hoping. That's all I talk to Milch about.
Really? Good. Okay. Because I'm going to write a letter soon.
You're going to write a letter? A letter to the producers.
Yeah.
I'm raising a general fucking question.
If you want boots different from your regular...
No, I do not. I will clean my fucking regular boots.
Should you do that before your bath?
No! Turn around! Don't go! Dumb fucking luck. It must have been me living this long without your fucking guidance.
I don't like new boots either.
My goodness. Did I not see this show?
The blister's getting
tossed.
She's
naked.
She is naked. She's taking a bath.
Oh! Fucking snatch!
Riding
a hybrid. Or funerals.
So unbelievable.
Or funerals, what?
God love her.
Anymore, I know. Like new boots.
What a lovely performance.
It is a lovely performance.
I do. I can't get to enough of them.
Yeah, see? They're going to go to the funeral. Everyone's getting ready to go to the funeral.
Wouldn't LA be a lovely place with more golf carts?
Yeah. And then you could really enjoy the fury of the drivers with more close proximity.
Well,
and, you know.
Yeah, but there'd be more space.
There'd be more space.
The services inside the home.
The golf carts.
That's right.
There'd be less pollution.
Why did you
come? I wonder if it would add or subtract from the road rage. What do you think?
How stupid do you think we sound right now?
So dumb.
Mr. God. Yeah. We're on a very smart show. Life a whore.
And as much as he's her misery, the pimp's a whore's familiar. So the sudden strange or violent draws her to him.
And we're just...
But you were wanting to go down the road of, you know...
Of stupidity?
Well... yeah.
I like to sound somewhat intelligent.
Okay, let's change track.
Sad day, gentlemen.
Here, you know what sounds smart?
On which commerce
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Guess
who that it must?
Because of the death of the sheriff's son.
You need to ask, you don't deserve an answer.
Ooh.
I should say that even in his hour of grief, Sheriff Bullock conveyed to me his reliance on you as his proxy.
As his proxy. That's
a great show.
You know, you do have to say that the cast of this show
unbelievable.
It's like if you were, you please take this analogy because it's a sports analogy that I'm trying to make. But it's as if you were enjoying my first season.
It's a deep bench.
Pardon me?
No, sports analogy.
What is, I don't know what that means.
Well, like you got your starting five.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah.
But then you got another five sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
But if you have a deep, what they call a deep bench, it means those five sitting on the bench, they could be starting five anywhere else in the country. See what I'm saying? Like those five guys on the bench, those are your bench guys, but anywhere else, they're starting.
I'm not sure, though, exactly what that...
Yeah, because Zach's not going to start.
You come back here, I'll spend one more dollar than that 50, you find yourself
better on the horse. Tobolowsky's really good, but let's be honest, he's not starting material. I'm just joking. The people know
this
I'm joking.
This is not where I was going with this at all.
Well, you shouldn't have handed it off to me.
Because what I was talking about was coming on. You were asking me earlier what it was like coming on in the second season. It was like coming on to a team, a champion team. It really, that's what it was like. You don't like this analogy.
No, I think it's great.
But that's what it felt like. Like you're coming on and the players are so good and so
fluid. These guys won a title last year.
Exactly.
And now you're joining the team.
I'm joining the team.
And you just want to make sure that if they lose the title, you're going to feel like it's on your shoulders.
Exactly.
But by the way,
yeah.
You do. Little side note, Screen Actors Guild. We didn't get nominated for Best Ensemble.
I know, but
so you're talking about championship team. We're not even the bench.
That was a gross oversight
by our peers.
I think that there was some sort of error in some way because
I think it was me.
You think it was you?
I think it was like this is an amazing cast.
Except for that guy.
On any other team, he's on the bench.
Not the deep bench either.
This guy's starting. already starting
against you running a game.
No, but that is true. That is true.
And on my fucking terms, setting an agreement.
You hoped that you would be able to. I hoped that I would be able to.
I fucking schooled you, Andy Crane,
as well as the other team.
He's doing a fine job. I don't practice. Season two was.
We're shaking hands.
In many respects, better than season one.
I was nursed last fall in the plague tent and saved to be born anew and preach the risen Lord.
The Lord risen, the wheel of the shall and be in this camp. For you, it's by my leave.
I will suffer any indignity.
Which I still have not heard you solicit.
Interference with God's work, I will not suffer.
And you deserve some of that credit.
Well,
and when I say some, I mean very little. But, but some.
His employee.
I love when you sweet talk. It's so, it just, it warms me. It warms me deeply. Season two and then season three is going to be even more fantastic. We can't give anything away about it, but.
You think so? Season three would be good?
I think it's already so interesting, all the stuff that's happening. I love how we never know what's going to go on.
I don't know what you'll understand of my speech.
So you get your pages.
Yeah.
And you go through it and you think, and my husband hears a lot of, what? You gotta be, what? From the next room.
White man's son.
I'm married, by the way. I need to inform you of that right now. The day of his son's burial. See that?
Hold on, let me move my chair.
I was going to ask you to move your hand, actually.
I was going to say that, too.
I held back. I know.
Excuse me, let me move my hand. They can edit around, by the way. They can edit it around so it says, wait a minute, you're married? Yeah. And then it'll just cut to, excuse me, let me just move my hand.
My God, act civilized even if you...
See that? They can play out that technology over there. They're going
to
make
have
me, they're going
to
make it shine.
Listen to this.
And get I hope not.
Out of here. You got the fucking message. Wait on Wu if you want.
Wait until what?
You want to go to the fucking service or fucking not?
Don't have to ask us twice.
By the way, the idea that my wife would listen to my DVD commentary is hysterical. I can barely get her to watch the actual show. Not that she's
not. That's not true.
She doesn't see everything.
She doesn't? You have to tell her not to. I'm getting warm.
We'll put that back with the married stuff.
Zoom away. It's getting warm in here. See? He's warm. I'm warm.
Mr. Wolcott finds it chilly. Not around. I'll see to it, sir. If you are chilly in 10 minutes' time, pray for my immortal soul, because some fatal mishap will have befallen me. Short of which, I will not fail to dispel the chill now afflicting you.
Cocksuckers think they can take away everything.
Oh, I love Billy Sanderson. I love him. He's so funny. Look at now, they're getting ready to go to the funeral.
Found it outside dead.
Sean Bridges. Comedy in the hole.
Comedy in the
hole. Plug your ears. Comedy in the hole.
Look out. He is one of the funniest men ever.
Isn't he great?
Yeah.
If a bird taps on the window or crashes into one, that means that there has been a death.
Throws it out on the street.
We know now, but that bird crashed into the window and died a while ago, before we knew. For all we know.
You know what's great about this episode, in all seriousness? Remember 201 when Billy Sanderson says to come in and says, I think to... I want all the listeners to know that Tim is doing a fake sincere look to me, mocking listening right now. But remember when he comes in and he says, it's all
the
like
same
some
sincere
great
look
Greek.
I give on the show. That's what's sad about it.
It's look number 201.
It's the same amount of preparation right here. Okay, go ahead.
To look 201A. Anyway, remember when he says, it's all like
slow
some great
burn
Greek
and a button.
What's the matter with you, Dan?
Some great Greek tragedy.
Well,
that was the opening.
That was in 201. Remember, he says that I just saw that. You guys beating
that,
hell
you're
out
saying
of
that was a foreshadowing?
No, I'm saying that this episode makes me think of that because I think that this episode is fashioned like a Greek tragedy, that you have an entire community turning out, each of them personally in some way, individually affected by the death of a child.
Yes.
And David shows you all the different elements of this town. For instance, this scene right here with the little girl is one of the only other little kids in town, and he's... And he's died, and they're trying to deal with it. And it shows each of the...
Molly,
the separate-
I miss working with her. I'm sorry, Anna. Were you talking?
Do you see what I deal with every day, listeners? Every day on the set, it is the same thing.
Listeners. It's our radio program now.
Well, they are listeners at
Hold
this
on.
Point.
Got a
they're
caller.
Listening.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on?
And you're...
You're on with Anna again.
Good times.
Yes, Anna. I just had a question.
Yes.
What's it like working with Tim?
It's really, really treacherous.
It's really bad comedy. Can't believe I just went that far.
It's slippery.
You know what's sad? I turned my cell phone on before we started this, thinking...
What, you wanted to make a call during?
No, I just thought it'd be kind of entertaining to get a call during the commentary.
You can make a call.
20 minutes. 30 minutes has gone by and nobody's called me.
There's
sad.
Somebody I'd like to call right
People
now.
People like to think, yeah, really?
My agent.
My agent. I often say that on the set. It's one of my favorite things to say.
Yeah.
No, that'd be fine. Could somebody get my agent on the phone? I say that a lot.
Look at that.
It's funny every time.
That's a beautiful scene between them.
Shall we dress now? And say goodbye to William Mullen.
Aww.
Yeah.
Let no one that's turned
See,
in
and there's this, and there's this group of people getting ready to go.
The horse. Yeah. Hey, this is the name of the show.
Yes, it is. What would the name of the show be?
The Whores. Hold on a second. I think it's The Whores Can Come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's C-O-M-E.
Oh, why?
Look
how
we went to that level.
Cheap quality of that.
Well, you can't, I mean, come on, David's no dummy. When he called it, the whores can come.
He called it that because I say to you later something, which I will not spoil, but...
What did he say?
It'll come.
You mean on this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people have already seen it.
Maybe not everybody.
You think they watched it with the commentary before they watched the show?
They might be looking for an illumination, and we're offering none. Absolutely none.
As promised, by the way. Believe me, if there's...
Look at that, but the CGI there. Now, like, can't you talk about the CGI there? You're not going to
do it. That's just the fact that CGI is pretty informative.
Do you want to tell them what that means?
What CGI means?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody gets their Entertainment Weekly these days. They know everything. Everybody wants a backstage pass. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, we're not going to talk
about that. All right, let's do... You want informative? There's a bunch of extras.
This scene, how many days did this take?
Oh, my God. Well, Feinberg's a master. You know what I mean? So he sets it up in such a way that you barely even... You hardly know he's even there. You hardly even feel the cameras.
We had about 3 or 4 cameras running through this scene, didn't we?
That's right. And some of them were actually rolling.
Some of them had film in them.
Some of them had film in them.
Yeah.
And...
That was something I enjoyed this year so far. We did one take, and I don't think anybody...
She fell asleep. Look.
What just happened? She's having a nap.
What just happened?
She's having a nap.
She's literally standing up sleeping. Kim Dickens.
It was bright, I think. It was bright.
Is that what it was?
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
No, they're praying. Chicken and rice.
Chicken and that's what he's thinking. Chicken and rice. And see, he can't keep himself away from
Mm-mm.
it. See, I keep getting drawn back to actual... You know, the episode. And I know you don't want to go there, so...
No, I'd love to go there.
This is the Greek element of it, is that he has the entire town come out, the entire society. This is where the society starts to find its way. You don't want me to talk about this at all.
It's not about me. It's about the viewers.
He's really...
It's about the fans.
The yeah. listeners.
Keep the listeners and the listeners.
This took 3 days, did it not? Three full days.
I have no...
It took a while.
Oh, my God. There you go. Hey, remember when you fell here? Did they put that on film?
Yeah, I think so.
I was worried about you.
Yeah.
Did you fall?
Yeah, I did.
Did they put it? Yeah. They did. By the way, people, not planned. You actually fell. Were you supposed to fall?
Don't
give away your secrets if you don't want to. But I remember thinking, oh, my God, you got hurt.
I'm not going to tell you whether or not it was... But I thought, I got hit by a car when I was a little kid.
Are you going to start crying?
No, I'm clearing my throat.
Jesus.
I got hit by a car when I was a little kid.
This girl
fine.
Can drop. You can cry at the drop of a hat.
I can. I know.
That's why David wrote like 4 episodes of you crying. She does that incredibly well.
There's a kid, Dad. Now, what do you think somebody's going to do? The mother is going to do. Now, listen.
I'm listening.
Serious.
Okay. You got hit by a car.
It was on the street where I live, and the neighbor ran up the street to tell my father that I had been hurt. And he just said, he said something bizarre, like, don't be alarmed, but your daughter's just been hit by a car. Well, my father tore out of the driveway, and I looked up the street, and I saw him. And he ran so fast. I've never seen him run. And he was out of control. His body was just out of control because he was just trying to get there as fast as he could.
Wasn't a very good runner.
He's a very good runner. He's very good. It's very coordinated. But that's what I thought, is that a parent would try to get...
Nice. So that was your thing.
Not necessarily. No, it did just happen. But
it did just happen.
I did
think... See, there you go. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay, you wanted my secret.
Well, that is your secret.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I remember thinking
it was a little glimpse.
It was a little glimpse.
If your child's hurt, you know, you run, you get there as fast as you can. I think they're all mental.
I'm with you.
Work goes out of it. And it's something primal that happens, and I think that's what...
By the way, all kidding aside, it was a beautiful, beautiful work.
I think it was beautiful work for you. It was hard standing there, wasn't it? You don't really want to reveal that.
I just got tired.
You get tired and you really...
The boots aren't very comfortable.
You were waiting for the chicken.
I've already
rice.
Talked about Jeannie Bryant and her Emmy Award winning design.
And Marie
she didn't get any points for breathability.
Breathability?
I don't know. We use those words.
You can't...
Tobolowsky. You know what I mean? Breathability, Tobolowsky.
Breathability. Look at that.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
How about the preacher in the water? You know, that's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I just like to point out, like, that's a metaphor right there.
You just like to point that out?
Yeah, I don't want to go into it, but just...
And this is just
the fact that he sort of got in there and baptized himself.
He did.
See what I'm saying?
He did. And then the juxtaposition of the kid with this now. See what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Let me just give... I'm just give a... We'll call it a shout-out. But and all the guys on the show, the extras on the show, it's an unfortunate word that we have to call them extras because they don't have another name for the people that play the parts that don't have names. But they're so fantastic.
They
and
are
so committed to the show and feel so much a part of the show.
Yeah.
Usually, sometimes extras, if they feel that way, it's just because they're crazy. But in this case, they really are such a...
They're amazing. They all have such specificity to what they're doing. Molly and I talked about the fact that when you pass by them, they tip their hat and say, ma'am.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know what they say to me? Sheriff.
They
call me Sheriff.
That's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes people say, oh, what's the difference between season 1 and season 2? And I always think, well, the extras called me Sheriff. Put him on. But... It's a figure of speech, Johnny. Just a typical smartass, but in all honesty, it's kind of great.
That's a nice part of your character, though, really. Most of the time, the smartass part.
The smartass part. Bullock's not enough of it. It'd be... He could be more of a smartass. There's activity going on. Something going on behind us. There's a little...
Yes, to the question you've asked me.
Wait, did she just get engaged?
She just accepted.
Is that what just happened?
She got engaged, yeah.
This is so exciting. She's engaged.
Oh.
Or just 4 days ago when I was fucking that other dude.
Oh. Was it? It wasn't just 4 days ago, but it was.
Don't these seasons only last like really like a couple days?
Well, this was a few weeks.
You know what David does? Isn't it? I'm going to go against my pledge.
Now he's going to be serious.
No.
After
this is a little something. I don't know if people are I don't know if people are conscious of this. But a lot of times there's this little thing that David does where some storylines take all of like over the course of a season, they just take like a week. While other storylines with the same characters take months.
Yes.
And there's this little thing, I guess, in television land where that's acceptable. The audience can kind of go with it.
Yeah, they
accept it.
They do accept it.
Right.
If he takes them to the next day, so
right.
be it.
So, for example, this is not a good point to illustrate it, but say this whole season really took place over just a few days for certain storylines, but my hair is like 3 months longer.
Oh, God. Why?
Fascinating.
I asked myself.
Hey!
Why?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Garrett Dillahunt.
He's going to be back every season, I believe, as a
yes,
different character.
Yes, next year he plays the Alma Garrett's child. It's amazing. What can this man, what can't he do?
It would be great, like we talked about this one day, if he could just show up in the back of some scenes, you know, back in the, like he's sitting at the bar and all of a sudden you're just like, what?
I suggested that.
That's right.
I suggested that to you. That every now and then he just walks through the background and people are like, isn't that Jack McCall? Isn't that another guy from Talbot?
What?
Woke up? And then it's over.
I like it. And he has really long hair right now for something else that he's doing. So
something else, playing Jesus.
Well, okay, he's playing Jesus.
It's no small role.
How would it have been mentally for him to go from Wolcott to Jesus, do you think?
Jack McCall, Wolcott, Jesus.
Jesus. That's quite a transition.
David's kicking himself because he's thinking, why didn't Jesus on the
come
show?
Come up with the Jesus thing. Damn.
I could have had Garrett play Jesus in season 3. Welcome, George Hurst, to Deadwood of Dakota Territory. Yeah.
I don't envy you, the interval commissioner. Ain't it the idle hours that try us? They what lead us sometimes to the cliff. Sometimes fucking over.
Some seriously good actors on this show.
I know. See, I'm telling you. The championship team.
It is a championship team. Any of those that he may know. That's right.
It's pretty much the thing where you watch it.
I mean, other than the five, other than the five shows that the Screen Actors Guild nominated for Best Ensemble, we're like, sixth or seventh. I mean, we're so...
You were a close sixth.
Sounds bitter when I start talking about this.
You sound very bitter. I wanted to say it's not...
I know. We'll edit that part out.
We don't want to be going there.
Let's edit that. Let's take out the Screen Actors Guild stuff. I support the guild and... I don't know.
There was just... Oh, it was just a...
Hey, do you know who came... Speaking of the Screen Actors Guild, were you there that day?
What?
Morgan Fairchild. She came on the set the other day.
When?
Yeah, you missed it. Morgan Fairchild.
I like when your voice goes up way up high like that.
Yeah.
She came on the set to talk to the actors to say about.
She's running for. I know. She's running for the president.
I know. That's fantastic that she came.
She came by.
That's great. Fucking caskets.
It's pretty exciting.
Did you talk to her about any of the stuff that's going on? And
not so much the stuff that's going on.
What did you talk to her about?
I was just like, you look fantastic. Smack's coming from everywhere. That's basically. I didn't get past that.
What is your beauty regimen? Did you get into something? Headache.
I fucking had for 3 fucking years. You work out?
Yes.
Because. But she's, honestly, she's a
fucking people. You know what?
We're talking real.
We're talking during a BJ.
Fucking flopping like a fish on the dock. My brother, the perch. Fucking falling sickness. Let the old man beat you because he's sad. He has his load on. I did better in the orphanage. That fat ass Mrs. Anderson hadn't turned out a fucking pimp.
Is See, anyways, he's had to get drunk and try to go away from the pain he feels of the child. That's all I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
This does give a glimpse, actually, into really what it's like to work with you on a day-to-day
basis.
Greek
tragedy. Look at this, Mrs. Greek Tragedy. Why don't you shed some light on this one?
Hey, this is part of Greek
Everybody's
tragedy.
Dealing with the death in their own way.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, Oedipus was getting it on with his mother. Mm. And so, you know, that sexual element is part of Greek tragedy, unless you...
Here we are, you and I.
Oh, yeah, here we are. There's my stuff, as I said before.
Your stuff.
I'm wearing my hair down, if you notice.
Mm, candy.
And we like to call...
Candy.
Yeah. This is when Martha becomes...
Martha Candy Bullock. Lets her hair down. Season 3.
I'm hoping
Wait
to see a
it.
Lot more candy.
Wait for it.
Whatever will I just like.
I love the candy. This is a nice scene.
They edited it all around, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's often the case.
Yeah.
You just have to put your hands in, you know, what is it? No, you don't put your hands in. You put yourself in their hands.
You do put yourself
and you
in
say,
their hands. You say, please do, shape.
Do with my performance what you will. And we're done.
Oh,
end of the show.
That was just incredibly informative. Hooray.
Hey,
hooray.
Boy, what you gonna do?
When anything
wind
you
want to
say
cold,
here?
And a moon turns
all these wonderful actors, Sean Tobolowsky, Jerry Jewell.
These are all the people.
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. Stunts. I don't know this song.
I like it, though.
The music's fantastic. Yeah.
This conversation, though, really is very, just very much like the conversations we have pretty much every day at work. No, if you
it's
really
similar
like that reveal,
without the slapping.
The slapping that I give you. Maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean...
The daily slapping.
By the way,
oh, that was good.
I'm just
good
looking
times.
Over the. Okay, you know there's somebody here who gets paid to be a voice casting?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah, that's right. I just voice casting by Joyce Kurtz. Joyce's Voices, I guess is what it is. And she does the casting. I don't know why she should deserve the last word about her, but.
He is impossible!
Okay.
That was the biggest bunch of bullshit.